Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Certified wheat seed produces more per acre. And Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has four tremendous varieties that will help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Iba, Smith's Gold, Gallagher, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call Shirley Farms to buy your wheat seed, 580-327-2070. That's 580-327-2070. Or check out their website at shirleyfarms.com.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 annual female production sale Saturday, October 12th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. 126 head will sell as 69 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall cow-calf pairs, and heavy breads, along with spring calving bred heifers. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081. Well, light cash cattle trade in our part of the country yesterday at $106 is expected to stimulate underlying cash market support, at least through the end of the week. It is still uncertain just how many cattle sold at this point, but it's expected to be enough to set the general trend of higher cash cattle prices and likely trickle into firming price levels in Kansas and most of the North. Asking prices still remain firm at $108 live in our part of the country and $175 in the North. Packer interest is expected to improve in all areas through the morning, although it still may be late afternoon until trade develops. Now, over on the hogs, firm pressure yesterday in nearby contracts is being offset by light to moderate long-term support in the deferred hog trade. The limited sales to China in yesterday's export sales report is viewed as generally bearish short-term as traders expected more development of sales from China, given the rumored 100,000 tons of pork that was talked about over the last couple of weeks and the active buying reported in soybean markets. China continues to need pork in order to stabilize its falling supply levels and curb pork price gains in that country. Wheat markets are mixed to weaker with no real sense of direction following yesterday's mixed closes. Traders got excited about the daily sales announcement of China buying two Panamax vessels worth of U.S. soft wheat. This was the largest single-day purchase of U.S. wheat by China in quite some time, and certainly out of the ordinary, the trade war notwithstanding. Corn futures are lower, sitting just off yesterday's settlement, with pennant action taking hold the last several sessions. Since earlier in the week, each day's price range has remained inside the previous day's session, a sign of coiling ahead of a potential breakout. On the soybeans, well, those prices are lower, working on their third lower close in a row, but remaining inside Tuesday's surge. Encouragingly, November soybeans have made no attempt at the mid-September highs around $9.04, which should act as support on setback attempts. We're going to check all your futures prices in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
October live cattle up 75 cents, 106.80. December up 20 cents yesterday, 110.82. October feeder cattle up 27, 142.35. November up 42 at 142.10. October hogs up 22 cents at 62.42. Kansas City wheat, December unchanged, 405 and 3 quarters. March was up 3 quarters yesterday, 420 and a quarter. December Chicago wheat down a quarter at 488 and 3 quarters. March was unchanged at 496 and a quarter. December corn up 1 cent, 388 and 3 quarters. March up a penny at $4 and 3 quarters. November soybeans down 2 cents at 911 and 3 quarters. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.